Good morning, everyone. It's so great to hear all the chatter and get to see smiling faces that we haven't seen, or I haven't seen maybe since before COVID. So welcome. My name is Martha. I'm one of the mentor moms here, and I have a little quick devotion I want to share with you called Made to Love. Have you ever seen children imitate you, or your children imitate you, or their parents? Imagine a toddler dragging a purse across the floor as she shuffles across the room in high-heeled shoes. She wants to be just like mommy. Maybe it's not high heels. Maybe it's slippers or whatever. But fast forward to adulthood, and you can see a young woman using the same recipes, singing the same lullabies that she heard when she was young. Children may not even realize the things they learn from their parents. What began as an imitation becomes a part of who they are. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as God loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." As a forgiven child of God, love is a part of who you are. You are wholly and completely loved by your Creator. Your Heavenly Father knows exactly everything about you, even the stuff you'd like to hide. And he loves you anyway. His love is unconditional and transforming. Love that powerful can't help but overflow into your words and actions. We love because he first loved us in 1 John 4:19. When you love others, you are merely reflecting the love that God has done for you. It is not your own light, but his light of life that shines through you. Jesus is the true source of light and love, and he lived a life of love, serving the sick and poor. He died in love, unselfishly giving himself up by dying on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, all of your sins are forgiven. Every time you come to him in repentance, his love covers you and forgives you again. He continues to serve you through his word and strengthen you with his gifts. His love never ends. So as you strive to imitate Christ in the ways you show love to others, you will eventually come up short. Like a toddler wobbling in the high heels, you will fall. But that won't change God's love for you or his ability to work through you. God reaches down and pulls you up while the Holy Spirit guides you on. Your perfect Heavenly Father works despite your weaknesses. By his perfect love, you are completely renewed continually, all because of Jesus. His love shines through you, and it becomes a part of who you are. So let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you showed us the ultimate love by sending Jesus to save us and redeem us. Help us to, day by day, just be remade by your love, especially as we struggle to imitate you in the busyness of each day when things are hectic and little ones are pulling on our legs and all of that. Just be with us and know that, help us to know that you are with us as the Holy Spirit. I pray your blessing on our time this morning and that our fellowship will glorify you in your precious name. Amen. And now Gail's going to introduce our speaker.
Good morning, everybody. It's so good to see you. We're getting more and more moms every week, which is exciting. Today, you're in for a treat. Emily Barnes is going to talk about bargain hunting, bargain shopping. I have never known another woman to find more bargains on the best things. I really do admire her in that realm. She's amazing. I always look at her and go, "You paid what for that? You know, oh, a dollar." So anyway, you are in for a treat this morning. Emily has two kiddos, Maple and August. They are fun and busy and love life and full of life. And so Emily is here to share with y'all all of her tricks of the trade of bargain hunting.
Okay, good morning. Sorry, we're trying to figure out why the speaker's crackling, and my husband works here as in the audiovisual department. Usually I just call him. He's my tech line. But he's not here. He's with our daughter right now. Yes, he's having a good time with Maple, a.k.a. probably She's screaming that she wants to play outside or something. I'm not talking on discipline. Well, hello. Thanks for being here. As Gail said, I'm Emily, and I have two wild, crazy children who love Gail, and I think yesterday August about took her down trying to give her a hug. And then my husband is Steven. We've been married for 10 years, and he does work here on staff in the dungeon. They banished all the audiovisual people to the dungeon, all the way downstairs. So we have been in the area for just over 6 years. I am originally from Nashville, but it's not the Nashville that it is now, where there's like a bachelorette party every 5 minutes. It's very different than it was. And I grew up in a part that is not super fancy. I grew up in the boondocks. So that plays into why I enjoy saving money. And I did type up the first part of this. I won't look at my notes the whole time. But I do not like public speaking. I had a moment of weakness when Gail asked me to talk about this. And I couldn't say no. Apparently the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, and I was not aware. So I said yes, and I've been sweating ever since. I'm going to read this first part. I have always been cheap, and Gail and I were talking about this yesterday, not frugal, like cheap, and enjoyed saving money. I may not have been on TLC with Extreme Couponers, but I have definitely left stores with them paying me money for what I just bought, and often would leave only paying tax. In college, I tried to take care of all of my food and personal items, clothing and toiletries and such. But with a campus job between classes, my money tree was running out. And I needed to save money. And like I said, I've always enjoyed trying to save. I remember and make money. I remember maybe I was 6 or 7 years old. And you know the flyers, the free flyers you get in the mail that are just junk and you put right into your recycling bin? They don't have them as much anymore. But they used to have like pictures of dolls that you could buy and like the coins, the commemorative coins. I used to cut those out. And I would sell the pictures for like 5 cents. Yeah. So I've always enjoyed. Yeah. Yes. Mostly my aunt, who really enjoyed that I was an entrepreneur. She was a sucker for it. She's very frugal as well. And she really appreciated that I had the gusto to sell my paper cutouts. And then when I was 8 or 9, I started my own baking business. And I would sell mostly pies. People really liked my chess pies. So I would sell pies to people at church. So I've always enjoyed making money and saving money where I could. And spending my parents' money. I was trying to save money where I could in college. And so I started following some blogs that really helped. And a lot of times I wouldn't pay for shampoo or toothpaste, anything like that. I would just get for free for the most part using couponing. It was vital because then I could just use my money on food. So while I enjoy saving money, it was definitely out of necessity. It wasn't just because I enjoyed it. When Steven and I got married, we were both working, but we also paid all of our bills, and we weren't making a ton of money. Jobs fresh out of college in Northwest Indiana, which is where my husband's from, were not like the jobs you can get these days where an iguana walker can make six figures. The jobs people come up with, I don't watch The Bachelorette, but I'm like, I'm sorry, what do you do? And house hunters, yeah, we're chinchilla petters, and our budget is $1 million. You're like, I'm in the wrong line of work here. So I had to get creative with how to make ends meet. I continued couponing so that we could spend a little on grocery and home items so that we could pay our mortgage. I was paying down my student loans and our car insurance, which no one tells you how expensive that is. I know this might sound foreign to some of y'all or most of y'all, but I think it's essential to recognize that where we are socioeconomically is unique, and I mean like physically, geographically here in Johns Creek. When we moved here in 2015, Johns Creek was the 13th highest income per capita in the country. Let that soak in. 13th highest income per capita in the country. To me, that's crazy. Like, this is Georgia, all right? It's just bonkers. I was certainly not raised that way, and neither was my husband. While neither one of us ever lacked food, which was evident by my six chins in most of my pictures growing up, the luxuries that surround us here did not exist in our areas. Not that we couldn't have them, they just weren't there. And not too far in any direction here, there's still need. There's financial need, relational need, spiritual need, and honestly right now a lot of mental need. And in affluent areas, because there's a lot of people searching for things in money that they can't find, which is why impact teams are formed and forming in our communities. Shameless plug there for the City Impact. If you're not on a team, get on one. We moved here for Stephen to take a job in the first year of the resident program here at the church. The resident program, if you're not familiar, is a training program that they have around 12, I think, normally, 10 to 12, typically fresh out of college kiddos. And I say kiddos because they look really young every year. And they train them in certain areas. Women's Ministry has a resident, Kate, who is thebomb.com. And so Stephen, we moved down here for him to be a resident in the audiovisual area. And it's a God story that I won't share right now, but it is amazing the way the Lord got us here. And that's training that we couldn't have gotten otherwise. So we're very thankful for that. We prayed for a long time that God would put him in a job that best used his giftings, and Perimeter literally fell into our lap through a computer. The resident income is not designed for a one-income family. We had August at the time. He was 15 months. And so saving was a lifeline to keep us afloat for those first 2 years. But my main reason for saving is so that we can help others. And that's not to be like, I am so good at this and I love to help others. I just know what it's like to need a few extra dollars for groceries. And so if we can do that for other people, we want to. And we don't have a lot of wiggle room in our budget right now. So if I can save $20 somewhere so that I can make a meal for another family, that's awesome. But something that is important to us is helping others. And it might be some more supporting a ministry or being able to buy some extra groceries for a family who has an empty fridge, which unfortunately right now with COVID is a lot more prevalent than you might think. Help isn't always financial, but bargain shopping and being mindful of our finances has allowed us to serve others in a way that our budget wouldn't normally allow. It also allows us to be a one-income family so that I'm able to stay home. While we do have to say no to a lot of things that other people are able to say yes to, it is very much worth it to live out my calling to be at home with our kids. But I am looking forward to next year when Maple is in kindergarten and I get to lay on my chaise lounge, which I haven't bought yet, so if you see a bargain on one, let me know, and eat my bonbons. Oh, Beth is going to give me a chaise lounge. That's my dream, is to just lay on a chaise, and I don't eat sugar, but I would put a grape or something in my mouth to eat my bonbons. And I know being a stay-at-home mom is not everyone's dream, and most days it's not my dream either. But it's what the Lord has called me to do. And I will say I mostly stay at home. I do work in the church downstairs. If I were downstairs right now, I would have your kiddos in the craft room. I do crafts for discipleship childcare Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But I am mostly a stay-at-home mom. Regardless of what your why is, why you want to save money, I think it's important to find out. It helps the goal of saving money. It helps you keep in mind that goal, whatever it is. And saving money is not about giving things up. It's actually about gaining. Just like being on a budget is freeing to know how much money you have and where it's going, it's about being mindful and intentional with spending. Since I mentioned budget, I will sit in that for a minute. I'm not a great budgeter on paper. I just have it all in my head. So I don't have anything where I can go, this is what we do every month. But I just know, like, this is how much our bills are going to be, because I do handle all the financial stuff in our family. And I think that's a key piece, is to know who's doing what in your relationship, in your family, because it's hard when one person doesn't know what the other person's doing, and to have expectations. That word is thrown around a lot, but I think it's vital with finances. Stephen and I had very different expectations, shall we say. He was single, obviously, he didn't have a girlfriend, I should say, until we got married, until we got together and then got married. So he was just able to, he didn't have to save his money. He lived at home with his parents, not that there's anything wrong with that, until we got married. And so it was just different for him. And when we got married, I was like, we need to rein in some of the extra spending, because this money can't be going out anymore. We need to pick and choose. So I do all the budgeting stuff for our family. There is no like one size fits all. Everybody's budget's different. Everybody's priorities are different. And I think that's also important, is knowing, okay, what is going to be our thing? Like for us, we buy high quality meat. We only buy grass fed beef and free range chicken, just because some of the junk that's in our food now. So that, and we buy some organic produce. So that is our like luxury thing. Cause we're not able to do it all. So my kids are not in designer clothes. I buy clothes that are on sale, clearance, all the time. That's all I buy. And that's okay. That's not my target. So if your thing is, I want my kids to look like they're in a Gap ad all the time, that's fine. It's totally up to you. But you have to look at where your priorities are. And especially if there's, you know, if you need to shape up some things, think, okay, where can I choose that's not as important to me? I promise not everything's this boring that I'm talking about. But I do, I have a few apps that are helpful. Mint, I'm sure y'all have heard of Mint. It's a budgeting app. It's free. And one feature I like about it is it alerts to bank fees and upcoming bills. Because sometimes it's those little things that build up. You know, $10 a month for a subscription you don't use and forgot that you signed up for, that is $120 a year. That adds up over time. So knowing about those fees and such. And then another one is You Need a Budget. YNAB is what it's known for, a short. And you can try that 30 days or 34 days for free. Not sure why that random number. Otherwise, it's $12 a month. And that one's great because it helps you track your spending habits and what you're doing on. And I will say, I don't know if my debit card does it, but I know my credit card does. It shows me where my money is going. There's a pie chart that I don't like to look at often. And it shows me how it's broken down. This is where you're eating out. This is where you're, it doesn't necessarily break down the stores, but this is the shopping plate. These are the grocery stores. So that's really helpful if you just need an extra set of eyes on your money and figuring out where you're like, why is my Target bill $5,000 every month? Or Costco. That's my mother-in-law's favorite place. And then the last one is Pocket Guard. I have not used this one before. But it's a little bit simpler. It is free or up to $7.99 a month. And there's also an option where it's $100 a lifetime. So you can pay $100 and that's it. And it's very simple in and out totals and how much bills are. And you can actually, this is what I liked about it. You can link your bills, your utilities and such. And it over time, it offers tailored services based on your activity. And it can potentially help you get a better rate with your utilities, which is one thing I'm going to talk about is negotiating with utility companies. And then the last thing is super simple. It's the envelope system, which is popularized by Dave Ramsey. And what I like about it is that you have a visual of your money. You go, okay, I have $300 for groceries this week or $200, whatever it is. So you can see, and once the money's gone, you can't bust your debit card out. It's gone. So you're really keeping yourself from spending money that you don't have to spend. And we have never taken Financial Peace, which is Dave Ramsey's curriculum, but I like the envelope system. And it's important to know, and he emphasizes this, to know where every dollar is going. So when you're making a budget, when I first started making budgets when we got married, I would just have some left over, and it would just, you know, it would just sit there, and we weren't using that wisely. So now that goes under, okay, gifts that we need to spend each month, because between his family and my family, there's one month out of the year that we don't have a birthday, and some months we have four birthdays. So we really have to be mindful of what we're spending. And then any extra we have of those months, that goes into a pool for Christmas. So that we're a little bit better prepared when those times roll around, because we have a lot of family between us. I will say for Dave Ramsey, I really like that he focuses on getting out of debt. It's called snowballing debt, if you're not familiar. So that you're able to give that extra away. It's not about, you know, burying your acorns. It's about giving to others, which I really appreciate. But debt, definitely, if there's any debt that needs to be worked through, do that first, because you need to handle that in the long run. It's going to be much better. I'm very thankful that we're able to not have any debt besides our mortgage right now. That could change at any moment, but right now. And, of course, having an emergency fund. I think 3 to 6 months of your whole month's income is what Dave Ramsey recommends. And that might seem like a daunting number, but it's such a relief when you're like, oh shoot, we have to make a huge repair on this, or COVID, yeah, someone gets laid off. It's so nice to have that, because it kills me to pull money out of our savings account for things. I'm like, ooh, we worked so hard to put that in there. So definitely work on an emergency fund if y'all don't have that already. And we do use credit cards because I think they're a great tool. I have two store credit cards and then just a regular bank credit card. And we use those because we get such great rewards for them. But we don't spend anything that we can't pay off every single month. So we pay all three cards every single month, and we never have a balance. We don't pay interest on it because interest is expensive. I mean, some of the rates are like 24%. There's probably higher, but the one on mine, 24%. My husband and I were talking about credit cards because he has one for church. And he was like, I really want them to increase my credit limit, because his job is spending, like, he does a lot of repairs and stuff, so he has to pay a lot for a lot. And I said, credit card companies really want me to spend money, because right, they're like, oh, you've had the credit card for 5 minutes? Here, let me increase your limit to $15,000. I was like, no, I know, it's crazy. It is, don't get me started on college students and credit cards and how they target them. It's horrible. Anyway, so we are able to reap the benefits of those rewards by putting larger amounts. We just paid our car insurance, so that goes on a credit card. And then I immediately went and paid the credit card, but we get a nice chunk of reward. Right now we're using my Target card to get Target rewards back, and it's awesome. So I don't think credit cards are bad as long as you can use them wisely and they're not a pitfall. Let's see. Oh, and I did mention Christmas, so I'm going to talk about that. It's familial choice and personal choice about what Christmas gifts to get and for who. But I think it is important to be good stewards of that. Where we are, again, such an affluent area, it's easy to just get, and have our kids be raised in that. But I personally don't think that that is being good steward. Kids don't need more stuff. They need their parents, and they need their grandparents if they have them, and aunts and uncles, and just other people to feed into them. So giving experiences like a zoo membership, children's museum membership, I think this, Rebecca Little is looking at me. Oh, Stevie. Yeah. Sorry, that's her mother-in-law. I think it's important to do things like that, that your whole family can enjoy. And it's not sitting in your house collecting dust or you're stepping on it. If none of y'all have gotten to the Lego phase, just wait. Your feet will never have been so strong after stepping on Legos all day long. The fire walk, the charcoal walk, whatever it's called, has nothing on the Legos. So I am very intentional when I am buying Christmas gifts for my immediate family or my nieces and nephews or my extended family. I don't even buy a gift for them every Christmas and birthday. If there's nothing that I've looked at and gone, yes, I think that's perfect for that person, then I'll send them a card. I might send my niece or nephew a few dollars, but I'm not going to buy something just to buy it, because who does that serve? I don't feel loved if someone's just like, hey, here's this random thing that's been sitting in my closet, or that's been, you know, that I, have y'all seen the SNL skit, the Christmas candle? Please watch the SNL skit. I probably shouldn't advertise that on church, but the SNL skit about the Christmas candle. It's hysterical and accurate. But you don't have to buy someone a gift just to buy them a gift. Release yourself of that. And I think if you have to say to that person, like, you know, there's just nothing I saw. You don't, whatever you want to say to that person. And then maybe another random time, you're going to see something in a store or on Facebook scrolling. So you're like, you know what? They would really enjoy that. And I think that's more special for them than you just picking a random thing just because it's Christmas or birthday time. So when I'm thinking about gifts, I think about the longevity of the gift and who it's going to benefit. And am I adding to the chaos, or am I actually doing something beneficial? So we do love Legos in our house. They're obnoxious. But they are awesome for fine motor skills. They are such a great tool, and fine motor skills are something that a lot of kids struggle with these days. I don't know if any of y'all have kids that are in like actual school, not preschool. Because of all the iPads and the screens and stuff, kids are struggling a lot with fine motor skills. So having Legos, there's a lot of other things that are great for fine motor skills too. Putting beads on pipe cleaner. But those are a great gift that last a long time, and then they can be passed down. My parents still have my Legos, and my kids play with them when we go to their house. And then art supplies, I think, is always a great gift. I mean, maybe not glitter, because no one wants that. But markers, you know, washable ones, only washable ones. Crayola sells just the regular ones. They're usually 99 cents at school supplies time. Don't buy those. They're not washable. And it does make a difference. And I will also plug this. The ultra washable ones, legit ultra washable. It's true. It's amazing. Books are an awesome thing. Elizabeth Harwell, who, if you're around the church, you might know her. Her husband is a church planner. here. I think it just released yesterday. She is releasing, or just released, a new book about the Lord's. Yes, the first one was infant baptism, and this one I think is the Lord's Supper. Yes, the King's Feast. These are great books for you that are important. It talks about, it's a children's book about, the first one is about an infant baptism and why we do that as a sacrament. And then this one is about the Lord's Supper. And I think it's a great way to break it down for children and help them understand the importance. So books are an awesome thing. And then using a portion of the money you would have spent on your children or someone else in your family or a friend, and especially with kids, letting them go shopping for another child. Angel Tree is a great option. Toys for Tots. We have so much need around us. There are opportunities out the wazoo to buy toys for kids. Or sometimes it's not toys. Sometimes it's clothes, shoes, things that you need that these kids don't have. So if you need any information on that, Jackie Dieter or anybody in community outreach. There's so many options for serving others in our area. Okay, so we're going to have a little table talk because you don't want to hear me right now. What is the most memorable gift that you've gotten? It can be random, birthday, Christmas, whatever. And if you could tell if it was a more lavish, you know, something that was more expensive, did that matter? Like, was it something, I know sometimes trips or gifts, you know, between spouses or something, that's never been our case. But, you know, something like that. And what was the lasting outcome? I'll tell you mine to jig an idea. So when I was 15, I love baking, as evident by my business. I started when I was 8 or 9 years old. I love baking. And so for Christmas, when I was 15, my parents bought me a KitchenAid mixer. And it was a more expensive gift. This was the bottom line. They didn't make the artisan and all those fancy ones back then. But it was probably a $200 gift, which was more than my parents would normally spend. But they knew that was something that I would really enjoy. And I just used that same mixer 18 years later, last night, to make cookies. So it's still going 18 years later. I think they got a good investment out of that $200 that they spent on it. So that was lasting for me, to have a more expensive gift, but it mattered. So y'all talk about that amongst yourselves at your tables in just like 5 minutes or so. We're going to come back together. Okay. Sorry. We're going to come back together. And I forgot to say something at the front of this. I don't want this to be overwhelming because I have a very different mindset than is common. And all I want you to do is come away with one or two tools ideas that you can apply for yourself to help you start saving money, if that's a goal of yours. Because you might be thinking, lady, finances are not a problem for us. We're rolling in the dough. Our money tree is blooming. Great. I'm so glad for you. Because, you know, some people, a gift of theirs is being able to financially bless people. And I'm really thankful for those people because I know a lot of people do that for the church. They'll give extra so that the church can do other resources. I mean, that pays my husband's income. So I'm super thankful for that. So if you're in that spot, awesome. Work on saving so that you can give more to others. So I don't want anyone to be overwhelmed and go, because I'm about to give you quite a few things that are ideas and options. You don't have to do all of them. Just go, I can fit that into my life. Okay. And I also wanted to mention tithing, because tithing is the first priority, I think, that should come out of any income. That's important. As a believer, my money and my husband's money, well, it's our money, is God's money. And so we're going to give back the portion that we need to give to God and use our money, the rest of our money, wisely. Okay. All right. So saving money does look different for everyone. It might be just clipping some digital coupons on the Publix app or Target Cartwheel. I think it's not called Cartwheel anymore, but it used to be called Cartwheel. Circle, I always call it Cartwheel, and the employees at Target are like, what is she talking about? And I know they have not been there very long. and then, or it's, you know, skipping Starbucks once a week if you go every day. It can look different for everybody, and that is okay. It does not have to be complicated, and it does not have to be time-consuming. I think when they hear me reference something, because I do talk about being cheap all the time. Like this shirt, it's from, I don't know, Gap or something, Banana Republic. One of those companies that are all owned by the same corporation. And I think I paid, it's a tall shirt because I'm tall, and tall clothing, if you are normal height or short, you're lucky. Okay, let's just lay that out there. Because that 2 extra inches of fabric costs a lot of money. So I think I paid like $15 for this blouse, which is awesome. I don't know why I was talking about that. Okay, so we're gonna start talking about this. This is how it doesn't have to be complicated. So this dish soap is from Target. I like it a lot. I like the smell. I did no preparation for this dish soap at all. I went to Target. I needed dish soap. I looked in the Circle, the Target app on the Circle. I just typed in dish soap. A coupon came up for $3 off. So I paid $1 for this dish soap. I didn't have to clip a coupon. I pushed the button on my app. But that's it. I didn't have to do any prior preparation. It didn't add any time to my day. I did that, and I paid $1. And I will say I have gotten it for less than that since then because I like the dish soap. In the free paper that comes, not the really dinky one, but the other one that sometimes has the PG, save the Procter & Gamble, they have coupons for the soap quite frequently in there that's $3 off. So you could still get soap for $1. So that's just an example of something. It does not have to be complicated and overwhelming. You don't have to have a coupon binder, which was super popular when I was in 10 years ago or so. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be looking at your app, typing in what you need, and there it is. Actually, if you have a particular product you want to get, all you do is you scan it at Target. You open the app, you push the little barcode thing, you scan it, and it will tell you if there's a coupon for it or not. And they have, a lot of their coupons will be like 5 to 10% off, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when it's something you already have to buy, like toilet paper or paper towels, if you clip that coupon every single time, then savings are going to add up. And it's, why spend more money if you don't have to? This drives me crazy. I'm like, why wouldn't you take the extra 10 seconds to just look at it? My mom, this is not her gifting, and it drives me crazy. I'm like, Mom, do you know how much money I could save you? Will you pay me to be your personal shopper, and I'll just keep the extra that I save? And I do. My family does have me shop for them for Christmas. They're like, can you find a deal for this? And usually I'm like, I'm not going to charge you to find that, but my sister, she always sends me some extra money for helping her find the gifts. So anyway, it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be very simple. Okay. Negotiating utilities. That might sound daunting. I don't enjoy talking on the phone, and I feel like that's become a lost art as texting and Messenger, all those things have become popular. But really, it just takes a phone call. And sometimes you can just chat on, most places have a chat box now on their homepage. If you have not negotiated your utilities, I would definitely take a nap time to do that. because it can save a lot of money. Anytime our internet goes up, which is basically every year, I call and I'm like, I'm not paying this, by the way. And they're like, oh, we'll knock it down to your original rate. I'm like, thank you, because I'm not paying $25 extra for this. And you don't have to be mean about it. But I mean, it's like, I'm going to switch companies. It's your choice. Do you want me to stay with you? Do you want my money? Or do you want me to give it to the other person that's going to give me a better rate? And the same with gas companies. Georgia is unique that we have an open energy market. Northwest Indiana, where I started paying my bills, they do not have that. You have that one utility company, or that one gas company and power company, and that's it. Here you can choose. So it's awesome. They have competitive rates. So right now, in November, our gas rate changes. Again, our year contract is up. And I just got a note saying, if you lock in your per therm rate, things I did not know about until I moved to Georgia, what a per therm rate was. And if you know, you can lock that in, because it's much better to have a fixed rate than a variable rate with gas. Well, then I got a postcard the next day for a different gas company. Their rate is 10 cents cheaper per therm. So I'm going to call my utility company and say, hey, I can switch to this one. Will you give me a better rate? And if they don't switch, it's not hard to switch utilities. I will say phones, obviously, if you have a contract, that's a little bit more complicated. But if you're at the end of a contract with a utility company, it's very easy to change. And sometimes they won't give you a rate change, and that's fine, but at least you tried. Car insurance is another one. I highly recommend having your home insurance and your car insurance on the same company, because you get big discounts for that, typically speaking. And right now I can go to a car insurance website and it's going to tell me it's cheaper to go with them. But after looking at all the discounts, I've been with the same car insurance company since I left school. So it's been 11 years, more than that, 12 years. So I have the highest level of discount and like priority with them. So it's not effective. It's not efficient for me to change car insurance companies, even though initially it tells me it's a cheaper rate. Over time, it's not a cheaper rate. So definitely explore that. It does not take long to call your utility companies. And you don't have to do it all one day. Just do one a day, one a week. But that's definitely an easy one phone call way to save money. Canceling unused subscriptions. There's a monthly subscription for everything these days. I'm like, there's one for period supplies. I'm like, oh, and there's more than one. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get that in the mail. This is weird. If you're getting your Birchbox or whatever the beauty box is called these days, and you don't use it, cancel it. If you have an Apple Music, a Pandora subscription, an Amazon Unlimited music subscription, Spotify, do you need all four music subscriptions? So just think about that and go through. I was shocked when I found out how many unused subscriptions people had. This was a tip that on one of the blogs I follow, like she had 8 ways to save money today. And one of them was that. And so I flipped through and I don't have any unused subscriptions because we don't sign up for a lot. I'm like, I can't imagine that. You know, a lot of them are, you know, $5 to $10, but some of them are $40 if you get the clothing ones. If you're not using it, cancel it. Cut the cord. And I think we also have to be mindful that subscriptions are not necessary. Utilities, phones these days are necessary. You don't have to have all the Disney Plus and Hulu extended. I don't know what they're all called. There's a bunch of different things. Think about ones you use and watch and sit down with your husband and think, okay, what are we using? What's going to be the best use of this? All of this is just about being mindful with what you're doing with your money. And I think for me, I relate it back to being mindful with food. As I mentioned, I love eating. And that was a huge pitfall for me. And once I started being more mindful about what I ate, I realized how much better I felt. And the same with my money. Once I realized I didn't stress about looking at her bank account when I needed to, like, ooh, what's the balance going to be? Is there going to be any money in there? Once I had that under control, it's like, you know, I can look at that and go, I know what my husband is spending and I know what I'm spending. So I know I can open it knowing that there's not going to be a zero balance or a negative. That one's even better. Okay, I'm going to talk about apps for a minute. A lot of days, which is super helpful, a lot of things these days are on your phone, which I do advocate. Do this stuff during nap time if your kids nap. I'm assuming most of you have young children that have a rest time still. They don't need to see you looking at your phone any more than they already do, so I would do it after bedtime or during nap time. So apps I use a lot. I have a lot of apps. These are all my money-saving apps. I'm not going to give you all those. The ones I use a lot, well, the stores I use a lot, I should say, are Kroger. If you don't have the Kroger app, you're missing out a lot. If you don't have a Kroger Plus card, you can sign up for it or use my phone number so that I get the points. Publix. Also, people think that Publix is more expensive. It is. However, their sales are fantastic. And I'll go over that in a minute. And then Target. So those are the three store apps that I use for saving money. Target has Circle, Publix has digital coupons, and Kroger has digital coupons. And all you have to do for any of them is what I said I did with Target. I typed in, if I'm looking for a specific brand, you know, then I'll type that in. But it just have a button, you click it, you're done. You've saved money. I actually got a digital coupon off on Publix the other day. I have no clue what it was. A lot of times I'll just go through and click all of them on Publix because there's not very many. And on Target, there's like hundreds. So I clicked through and I got a discount. I got $2 off. I don't know what it was for. It doesn't tell you on the Publix coupons what it takes it off. I was like, oh, I got $2 off. Awesome. So I would definitely encourage, if that's one way that you would like to save money, I would download Target, Publix, and Kroger. And then my other favorite external, not grocery store app, is Ibotta. And it's Ibotta. And it is, this one takes a little bit more time. You save your receipts, although Target, Publix, Kroger won't right now. A lot of stores now automatically link to your account, so you don't have to scan your receipts. It is not new. The last 2 years, I would say, that you could link your accounts. It was before COVID. That's how everything is now. Before COVID, after COVID. You can just link your things. You don't have to do anything. It does take a little bit longer to process, but there have been some months where I've gotten $100 cash back from this because they were items. Sometimes the deals will pop back up in your account a few days later so you can use them again. And if it's something I use a lot, then I'm going to keep buying it while it's on special and stockpile that. So it's definitely worth looking at. And I'll show you, or I'll give you a description. That's not my passcode, about how it works. So with Ibotta, there's a bunch of different stores on here. And, oh, look, there's one from Walmart. So I'm going to go to Target. And with this one, you do have to look beforehand. You have to clip them beforehand. So, look, here's one. A lot of these are name brand things, but they also have grapes, any type of milk, diapers. So all you do is you click the plus button, and it adds that it's a rebate program. So you're putting your rebate in your rebate wallet. Like, there's one for just toothpaste. And there's a lot of useful things in here. And then after you buy it, if it's automatically linked, you do nothing. The money will show up in your account. If you don't have it linked, you take a picture of your receipt to prove that you bought the item, and it pays that rebate into your I bought a wallet. Yes, Beth. So if it can't verify based on, I have found that some stores, the receipts aren't as clear. And so sometimes it will ask you to scan the item just to prove if it doesn't show enough on the receipt, enough information for the system to read, it will ask you to scan the item. It has. Yeah. But like I said, it's more with specific stores or specific items that it just wants you to prove that it did, you did buy that item. So you scan your receipt and you scan your item if it prompts you to. So, that is my favorite external app, non-grocery store app. But just using the store apps are awesome because you don't have to think about it. You just click it, and then a lot of times I'll do it at home. I don't do it in the grocery store unless I see butter. I buy butter all the time. So if I see a sale on butter and it says clip your coupon to make it $1.97, then I'll do it in the store. But a lot of times I just sit at home. You know, I'll take 3 minutes to scroll through and go, oh, I'm going to do this. And a lot of the times, the life of the coupon is months. So I may not buy it this week, but it's going to come off the next time I buy it. Sale papers. And this is more specifically about groceries. I know a lot of people don't look through sale papers anymore. I know Kroger doesn't even send them out anymore unless you specifically ask them to send it to you, but I go on my phone and I look at, there's probably five, because we live very central to several grocery stores, so there's probably five stores that I check. All I'm doing is flipping through the circular, is what they used to be called. It takes me maybe 10 minutes to do all those. All I'm flipping through is saying, where is it worth me going to the grocery store? Yes. I have heard of that. I have not used it yet. That's not, so it's called Flip. Okay, there's a great one. I've heard of it, but I've not used it yet. So that's a great tool to look at, because if you don't normally shop at Publix, then you're going to miss out on a lot. So if there's just one item on sale that you use, it's probably not worth going. But if it's an item you're going to use a lot, like our apples, organic apples, so random, were BOGO 2 weeks ago, the bags of apples. And I do shop at Publix every week, but I went and I stocked up apples. If you wash them and keep them in your crisper drawer, they stay good for months. So that was something that I was going to stock up on. Actually, they're almost all gone because my children eat like 3 apples a day, each of them. We're going for the, if you eat 15 apples a day, you will never have to see a doctor. That's my goal in life. So if it might be worth going to a store for one item, if it's something that you can get a bunch of, but if you see like, oh, Publix has 10 items on sale this week, you know, for BOGO that we're used to me, that's worth a trip going. And that is one thing I'll talk about. When you see an item on sale, like your favorite brand of toilet paper or your favorite brand of paper towels or diapers, because every baby fits in diapers differently, buy them. I mean, obviously keep within your budget, but I will take from our budget for the next week to stock up on meat. Because if Lidl, we have a Lidl very close to us, and they will have, we eat grass-fed beef, which is expensive. And so when they have their beef BOGO, I will borrow money from next week's thing, because then I don't have to buy meat for the next, like, 6 weeks. And we freeze it. I was having a conversation about this with Christine over there. It's okay if you don't like to freeze meat. That is one way we have saved money. If you buy meat when it's on sale, put it in the freezer, and you pull it out and thaw it that day, when you know, whenever you need it or the night before, you're going to be okay. The frozen and thawed meat will not kill you. Now, you don't want to refreeze it after you thaw it again, but I think that's a great way to save money. And the Wahoo items. at Kroger while I'm talking about meat. There are stickers at Kroger. I didn't bring one with one on it. At Kroger, throughout the store, but primarily in most stores, there's a clearance section. And it will have stickers on it. Or just, especially in the cold section, because they can't move that stuff because it's cold, there will be Wahoo stickers. They actually say Wahoo on them. And those are things that have been marked down because they're going to expire. So an expired meat is fine in the freezer. So I will buy, if they have, yeah, there we go. Beth has a picture. That's a Wahoo sticker. So I will buy, I mean, one time I went into a Kroger and they had the individual bricks of beef on sale. I think they were $2. It was $2 a pound. I bought, I think there were probably 20 of them. I bought every single one. And I froze them because that is a tiny fraction of, I mean, grass-fed ground beef can range from $7 to $9 a pound. So that's a huge savings. I don't ever pay $7 to $9 a pound, but that's what it normally, that's what it normally costs. So when you see things that you know you're going to use, now if they have, I'm trying to think of something, you know, you're not going to need 50 bottles of dish soap. Where are you going to store that anyway? But when I hate buying things retail. I hate buying things retail, period. There's no more to that. I hate buying things retail. So if you see a good deal on your paper towels, or if it's, you know, Target will have a lot of times buy $50 worth of home items and get a $10 gift card, even if you're not out of toilet paper completely, buy a pack of toilet paper, buy a pack of paper towels, buy your tissues, whatever you need, and get the $10 off because you're going to need a pack of toilet paper next week. So, yes, they have right now they have spend $75 on diapers at Target and get a $15 gift card back. You're going to use the diapers. So go ahead and spend a bigger chunk if you're able to and save money there. So that's my biggest thing. Is when you can find an item on sale, don't just buy one of them if you're going to consistently use it. And I'll lead this into washing produce. So I will, Lidl is my favorite place for produce. It's very reasonable, even if it's not on sale. And it is super convenient. If it's not convenient for you, then it's not, may not be worth going. But that's where I buy a lot of our produce. Wash your produce, especially berries, when you first get them. There are some mixed things, even from professional chefs. They do not wash their stuff until they eat it. On berries especially, but all produce, there are little microbes that eat away at you and grow mold on your stuff. And if you don't wash that away, they're going to go bad faster. So I always do a vinegar wash for my produce. I do, and Beth's like, what? It does not taste like vinegar, I promise. But I usually do one big haul of produce a week, or sometimes two, because like I said, my kids eat 15 apples a day. So what I do is I take a big bowl, and I fill it up. It's a big stainless steel bowl, and I fill it up with water. Well, I leave a gap because you're putting stuff in it. And then I put a splash, of white vinegar. And you can use apple cider vinegar too. Depends on what I have on hand. Swish it around and put your stuff in it. And then you rinse it off. After you leave it sit for just a couple minutes. Berries you don't want to leave in very long because it breaks them down. The vinegar is acidic. So you rinse them off and put them back. You can put them back in the little shell that it comes in. Or put it in a Ziploc container, whatever. And I have strawberries I have last for like a week and a half before they start getting icky. And if you do get icky strawberries, top off, you know, cap them, throw them in the freezer. They're great for smoothies. You don't throw away things. Yes. Yeah, a lot of berries, So I do have, I don't have a lot of Tupperware, like actual Tupperware brand Tupperware, but I have a produce one that's for berry. Well, it's for all produce, but it has a cheat sheet on the side that tells you what level of moisture a certain fruit needs or certain a produce item needs. And berries need the lowest amount of moisture. So that would make sense as to they're not getting extra moisture. So that does make sense. Yeah, the produce keeper I use has little toggles on the side that open and close so that air can get in and out. So for different types of produce, you would change the airflow, if that makes sense. And don't put tomatoes in the fridge unless I put them in there the day before I'm going to use them because I like cold tomatoes. So I will put them in there the day before. Oranges do not go in the fridge. My mom does that. I'm like, why are you putting an orange in the fridge? Maybe it's a mom thing. I don't put oranges in the fridge. That shrivels them right up. Bananas, don't. Unless you want a brown banana. So that's a way to not waste money by throwing food away. And then along the same lines as that, don't buy things on sale just because they're on sale. If you're not going to use it, if you're like, oh, pickled pig's feet are on sale. If you don't use pickled pig feet, then don't buy them. Because they're just going to sit in your fridge and your kids will be like, what kind of science experiment is my mom doing during nap time or while I'm at school? I think it's very tempting for me, especially because I like a deal when I'm like, that is 90% off. I'm going to buy that. I'm not going to use, like, the wrong size underwear or something. Like, who is going to use this? That goes back to being mindful about your spending. If you're not going to use it, then don't spend it. One thing I did not talk about, a lot of times, which makes me sound super spiritual, I pray about, if I'm going for a particular item, I'll pray about it on my way to the store. So for an example, we were getting family pictures taken 3 years ago. And I had a very short amount of time to find outfits that did not completely clash. I'm not good at dressing us at all. And so I'm tall, and I knew it was going to be a challenge to find something for my children and my husband and me in a very short amount of time. So I was driving to Old Navy because they have tall clothes. And so I was driving there, and I was like, Lord, would you just please pave the way for me to find something in an efficient manner? I kid you not. I walked in. There was a rack of dresses, and I was like, oh, that's a cute dress. There was one in my size in a tall, and I was able to find coordinating pieces for my family all on clearance at Old Navy. I think we paid $20, not including, I mean, my husband already had his jeans. I think I paid $20 total for the pieces that I bought from Old Navy. So that might seem really simple. But something I've tried to teach my children is God cares about the little things. I will tell y'all a story. I'll try to make it quick about IKEA. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, you have already seen this because I thought it was really important to share. A few weeks ago, I mean, it's probably in August, September, no, August. The kids wanted new plastic chairs. You know, the little cheap IKEA plastic chairs. Theirs were literally on one leg. They were on their left leg, and they couldn't sit in them anymore. It's like, okay, we'll go get, that's fine. We'll spend, I think they're like $15 each. I will go get y'all new chairs. August was at school, and so I said, Maple, let's go down to IKEA, and I'll get you a new chair. I'd kind of mentally arranged our budget so I could spend that extra $30 on chairs. It was raining that day. We got down there later than we were going to. I wasn't even going to go because I was like, we're not going to have enough time to walk around, and that's what you do in IKEA, get some meatballs and walk around. And we walked inside. We had half an hour that we were allowed to be in the store before we had to drive back to go to pick August up for school. And we get to the top of the escalator, and there's an employee standing there, and he goes, there's a table, and it has a big jar of gift cards. And he said, are you an IKEA Family Rewards member, which is just their free rewards program? And I said, yeah. I said, I have my card right here, because I'm that cool one that has their IKEA card on their keys, since I use it so often. I said, yeah, I have it. He said, oh, well, you can pick a gift card out of this jar because of that. And I was like, okay, is there a credit card? Like, what am I signing up for by pulling one out? It's like, no, you can just choose one. He said they're ranged from $5 to $500. I was like, oh, $5. I mean, that'd be awesome. I'd be so excited about it. So I let Maple pull a gift card out, and she chose a $50 gift card. And so it makes me teary, because I was able, which it's not, I mean, $50 chump change is some. Like, that was huge to us, because then I didn't have to spend any money out of our budget to buy them their chairs that they had looked so forward to. And I was able to talk to Maple about how God cares. That was right around the time, there was a natural disaster in Tennessee. There was a hurricane happened. Like, there was just a lot. Oh, and the civil unrest that's been happening in Afghanistan. Am I getting that country right? And I was like, our problems are not anything to be considered right now. And so I was able to talk to Maple and go, you know what, God cared about you getting this chair. Like, this is such a blessing to us. We were able to get a couple other things that we needed for the house, but I wasn't planning on getting or wanted for the house. And so I was able to use that as a lesson for her and for me. It really touched my heart. Actually, still, the gift card's empty, but I still keep it in my wallet because it's a reminder. I'm also emotional today. Sorry. I'm a big crier lately. Hormones are awesome. I am not pregnant, for the record. I am not pregnant. Okay, so one of the most impactful things on our budget, I love giving presents. I didn't say that earlier. I'm not against presents. I love giving people presents. That's one reason we save money, so that I can give people presents. And I love being able to go like, oh, so my daughter loves Daniel Tiger. And we were at Target the other day, because I had a gift card, to get a new water bottle for my son. And I strolled through the shoe department, because my kids have ginormous feet like I do, and they keep growing out of shoes. And so anytime I can find shoes for them on sale, I love it. So we were strolling through the shoes on our way to the checkout, and I see this pair of shoes, and they're Maple's next size. She wears a 13. Again, my kids have huge feet. And I was like, oh, Maple, your Daniel Tiger shoes, because she has another pair right now. They're getting too small. Do you want to see if these fit? They might be on sale, because they were just kind of off to themselves. And she's like, oh, yeah, they do fit, Mom. So I said, well, let's go. I've taught my kids that they may not get things unless they're on sale, typically speaking. It's a big privilege to get something when it's not on sale. So it wasn't even marked that it was on clearance. But it was on the clearance rack. And then I found another pair that said that they were 50% off. So I was like, oh, they're $10. That's awesome. Sorry, I'm making sure my husband is not here with our daughter. And so I go up to the scanner, the little price check thing. They were actually on sale for $6. So they were 70% off. And I will say, that's one thing I've learned about buying things on clearance, is if you're not sure if it's on sale, scan it. Ask. I have found the most random but useful items that were on sale that were not marked on sale. So $6 for a pair of shoes. And I am picky about my sale items. I'm not just going to buy something that's, if you go to Hobby Lobby and their sales section, you're like, who ravaged this? Because they're broken things. Be picky when you buy things on sale, especially for that reason. It's okay to put it back. But shoes are one thing. I only buy shoes on sale for my children. I do not buy full price shoes, and for my husband. My case is a little different because I do have huge feet, and so my shoes are not easy to find. But that allows, saving money on their shoes allows me to buy my shoes. So this is something I buy every season. Clothes and shoes I buy at the end of the season. So I'm just stocking up on their summer clothes for next year. And that's how I get all their clothes, that and hand-me-downs. I always keep two sizes on hand because when you don't have shoes or extra clothes, that's when your children will grow overnight. So I have a different pair, like a dressy pair of shoes, a pair of tennis shoes for each size for the next. I think Augie, I have the next three sizes up just because I found them. I found a pair for $7 at Target not long ago. And so I don't feel bad about him ruining those shoes. Those will be his play shoes. Because, again, if your kiddos are not even walking yet, just wait. Kids are great at ruining clothes and shoes. So clearance stuff. And like multi-purpose. So these are little kits. They're the little coloring kits. They have stickers, coloring pages, and crayons in them. Star Wars, they're for my sons. These were a summer item from Hobby Lobby. I'm not sure what this, I don't know why. But they had their summer stuff. I think it was 80% off. So I paid a couple of dollars. There's eight in here. And these are part of the Christmas gift. I buy a little Christmas gift for each of his classmates every year because it's fun. And so I've already gotten everything for their Christmas gifts for this year. And I think I paid like 30 cents for each one. So, or 50 cents. Last year was 30 cents. So it's a good deal. This is not just me like, let me show you the money I saved. This is just to show you never know what you're going to find. Okay. With Target, their clearance stuff can be all over the store. It's not necessary. I mean, they do have certain sections. So I was walking through the party section to get to another section before my son's birthday. A few months before my son's birthday. And he's into Mario. And I saw these little kits that have party favors in them. And there's a set of eight of each thing. And they were on clearance for $3. And so I was able to get this. And then I had a couple other things I'd bought on clearance. And so each kiddo got this little take-home bag. I bought one more than I needed to. But you never know what you're going to just see. And you don't have to walk all over the store to find things. Ask the Lord to show you, you know, and you will walk by these things. And then kind of a random thing. Party City in Johns Creek closed last year sometime, not COVID related. And they had their store 50 to 60% off. So I drove by there and I was like, well, I'm going to stop in. I was out without children at that moment. So I went in and they had a bunch of things. I'm like, this is still not even worth 50 or 60% off. But then I discovered they had Lego kits. And as I already said, my child loves, both of them, loves Legos. And these are great to keep for gifts for other kiddos. So I bought one of each kit they had because they don't have that many different, you know, because it's a party store. But I bought one of each thing to have in my gift drawer. Let me tell you, my son has already been invited to more birthday parties than I expected. And it's like, which Lego kit do you want to choose out of our gift drawers? Because I do have an IKEA organizer that's a 1x5 like shelf that has the pull-out drawers. Four of them are gift drawers. Anything that I find, I'm like, you know what? That might be a great thing to keep on hand for such and such. I put it in my gift drawer. I do not show my children where the gift drawers are because they would get into them. So I always have things on hand. Baby shower gifts. I buy onesies on clearance at the end of the season when I'm shopping for other things. I don't make special trips in for things. Like, don't make it sound like I'm going in, spending 5 hours in each store each week. This is just me go, oh, I'm paying attention to what's around me. So seeing things at places you would not expect is just paying attention is a good way to save money. These are coconut milk caramels, which, again, I don't eat sugar, so I haven't tried these, but I've heard they're good. I was walking through Publix getting raisins because they're in the same aisle as the candy. And I look up, and there are these that were already on sale, and then there was a Peely coupon on it. So I paid a little under a dollar for bags of these. And these are things I keep on hand for, like, teacher get, you know, just a little something they can keep in their desk. So I always try and keep in mind who it's for. So again, I'm not just buying mindlessly. And then the last thing I'll share about this is I went into Joanne's. This is another thing, like, the Lord paves the way. I went into Joanne's to get something completely unrelated. And the lady was helping me find it. And she said, oh, go up to the front because I think we have some of that in, I was looking for labels, in these bins. We're giving things away. And I was like, I thought she was kidding. Like, the clearance was so cheap, you know, oh, we're giving it away. No, she was serious. I go up to the front, and sure enough, what I was looking for was in one of the free bins. And she said, you can take as much as you want. So I had to resist and use self-control because it was free. But they had, like, this, it's, not the MagnaGel. You know the things on paper where you, spirograph, is that what it's called? This is that for chalk. This was in the bin, and it was free. There were foam shape. There were just some random, like, craft items that I knew my kids would enjoy. So the Lord honors paying attention, you know, and being mindful and using your resources for his glory. And then there's some, this is the last thing. I was at Kohl's the other day, and I left the sticker on here. I had a coupon that I needed, that I wanted to use, because I needed to go in for something else. And I saw these. We just used one for the first time. They're those campfire colors, where you throw it into the fire and it changes the fire's color. They're super fun. And my kids had been wanting some. We bought a single pack somewhere else. And I was like, we're not going to buy any more of those, but we'll keep an eye open. Kohl's had these as, like, one of their manly gift items. And they were on clearance. And then I had a 40% off coupon. So I ended up paying maybe, like, $3 after everything. This has six in it. Again, just keeping your eyes, this is not what I went for, but I didn't feel bad about spending the money because it was something I had already thought about getting, and I had that $3 on my budget. So I highly recommend starting a gift drawer, especially as your kids get older. It's okay to not ask a kid what they want for their birthday. You don't have to get the $50 Barbie dream house for their however much they are. It's okay to just let your kid choose out of your gift drawer or whatnot. And I have one other, this is funny, this is something I would do. I have one other thing on here, and I don't know what it means. I'm like, why did I write that on there? And I don't remember. But if I think of it, I'll let you know. So those are just some tips to save some money, and I hope no one is overwhelmed and that you just have one to two things that you think, I can do that. And I would like for y'all to talk about, you don't have to go into depth. This is not like trying to get your social security number. But if you want to discuss at your tables, just one area where you would like to save in or something you would like to do differently with your budget. Maybe you like to eat out less, or maybe you'd like, one of our luxuries is every Tuesday. Oh, that's what it was. There are restaurant deals because every Tuesday is Chick-fil-A day for our family. Because typically there's Chick-fil-A's that have deals certain days of the week. They'll have mobile app Mondays and stuff. So every Tuesday, we go to a specific Chick-fil-A that's up the road from our house. Right now they have free kids meals with an adult meal purchase. Or adults, I get a salad, so an adult entree. And so our whole family eats. It's $18 even for all four of us. And the kids are thrilled because they get lemonade, which I don't buy them at Chick-fil-A normally, and ice cream because I let them choose that for instead of the toy. So they are thrilled. A lot of restaurants, if you have a restaurant that you really like, follow them on social media or see if they have a text code. Pisano's, is that how you say that? Pisano's in Norcross, every Tuesday, they have $10 Pizza Tuesday. So you can get a their large pizzas are large. And that's a good way. You're like, ooh, I am spent today. I cannot do anything else. You order yourself a pizza, and it's delicious, and you're done. So if there's things that you can, you know, you like and your family can agree on, then, you know, follow those, whatever, so that you can find out about deals. So anyway, discuss that at your table and then mingle, whatever. That's all I have.